The NCAA voted today to significantly change the way college athletes are treated in the nation's most powerful athletic conferences. The rule changes give some universities more leeway in what they can offer their student athletes, but smaller schools with smaller budgets say they will be left unable to attract the star players. Joining us now to talk about this is Doug Trabu of NPR's Only a Game. Doug, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what does this mean exactly?
Well, you've got the five power conferences, or as they're being referred to, the Big Five, the SEC, the ACC, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the Big 12. They will have more options if this is formally approved. It would give them a chance to raise the value of the scholarships that they offer. They might be able to expand the health insurance to the athletes on their teams. They might allow players to consult with agents before they leave college so they could start working on sneaker deals before they're out of college, that kind of thing. All of those things could make them more attractive to potential top high school recruits.
And they wanted to do that. Why?
Well, they want the upper hand here. They want some autonomy. This would give them more control over their own fate. And also, it gives them some leverage. They've got a chance to say, hey, here's a reason to come to us. On top of the fact that we have this excellent program in athletics, you can get more for your buck, more for your college experience with us.
And smaller schools say, this is a bad idea. We're not going to get any of the top players.
Well, that's right. I mean, it becomes a competitive issue. Under this rule, again, if it's approved moving forward in the formal approval process over the next couple of months, they could opt into these rules, but that's more costly for all these schools. If you're adding a couple of thousand or $5,000 to every scholarship, there's more at stake. So it's tougher for smaller schools, and then they're already at a disadvantage for various reasons in recruiting. So it could make it harder for those mid-majors, say in college basketball, the Butlers of the world, to kind of get ahead.
And it does bring up the question of whether college sports are just becoming more and more like professional sports, that it's all about the money.
That's right. I mean, the bottom line here is, how are we going to compensate these athletes who are the stars of this multi-billion dollar sports industry in collegiate athletics? And I don't think this is really the step to the end game here. We're going to see a lot more. The end game is whether or not they decide to outright pay the athletes beyond their scholarships, that there's an actual payment, not just a little stipend.
And the vote today would not only change what the Power Five conferences can vote on, but also the makeup of the Division I board of directors to include students. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a change moving forward where there's more voices in the mix about how Division I is going to be governed. I'm not sure how significant that'll be. I think what you're going to see here is this will fall out over a period of time. There's going to be a feeling out period. We're unlikely to see actual changes until the 2015-2016 academic year. So we're a ways away from the real governing of this to play out.
Why does the first rule we were talking about impact just the Big Five conferences?
Well, those are the clear leaders in most of the big sports, particularly football. To be clear here, football is the beast, and those conferences control their own conference tournaments. They make the most money from football, and they want to have more control over that. And so those conferences are the ones that have the power, and they made some threats about, hey, if we don't get what we want, we could break away. Nobody really thinks that's going to happen, but that threat is looming out there.
So the NCAA now facing multiple lawsuits, and in one way or another, they all kind of come down to how athletes should be compensated for their part of this industry. If this does go through, this new rule, does it do anything to settle that issue?
I don't think it gets to the bottom line of athletes feeling like they're fully compensated. Whether or not you agree that the scholarship should be enough, I don't think this gets to the real core issue. And all of these things are going to nip away at the NCAA, and that in the end, I think we're going to see some sort of sizable change. It might be years down the road, but we're going to see some sort of substantial change to what the NCAA is, and it won't be what it is as we know it today.
Does it do anything to help my Fighting Illini back in Urbana, Illinois? Doug?
I don't know. I mean, I guess being in one of the Power Five conferences is good for them, but there's a lot of work that could be done there.
They need a little bit of help. Doug Trabu of NPR's Only a Game, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.